Winged Sky Discs and Crafts of the Gods. Very interesting situation here in which I can provide you different slideshows, starting from the ancient days, moving more towards current days. That's why I have part one and part two. And as you go through the slideshows, you can always restart them by hitting your refresh button. Also, if you put your cursor on the slide, a brief description will pop up and you stop the slideshow. If the description's blocking your view, then move your cursor to the item right next to you. And it'll, again, the description pops up, but you want to study the other one, and this holds the slideshow from moving. These slideshows have an arrow on both sides, one for clicking fast and one for rewind with each click going fast. Okay, so as you go through these, the Winged Sky Disc, it's just what you're looking at is a disc that has wings that are just simply saying to you, this disc flies. This isn't a planet or anything else. It's not the sun. This is a disc that's flying out there. So I would suggest you look closely at the variety of these. Sometimes you'll see it with people in scenes where it's an actual scene, but you're going to see time after time after time a disc that has wings that is in flight. Now, this is a history that we know nothing about. In these artifacts, you'll see, of course, giant gods and a little bit smaller giant mixed breed kings. But what we're interested in is the disc, the flying disc that may be right above his head of the giant god or the semi-giant mixed breed king. So when you see that flying disc above a king's head, you're talking about the god protecting the king. When you see the flying disc above the god's head, you're talking about the disc from whence they came. This is how they came, and where they came is from their own planet. So that disc brings them from their planet to ours. So there you have one after another reminder that the gods flew from their planet to ours. And below that, of course, is some kind of scene that they recorded and wanted to keep for all times. Unfortunately, of these artifacts you're looking at, many of these no longer exist. There is a period, fundamentalist Islamists that went by the name ISIS, trying to establish a caliphate. They gained land and gained territory. And as they did, they destroyed any artifacts they could find. For instance, in the museum in Baghdad, all the way out to ancient cities. They went high and low looking for these things to destroy them. And you can see why. Flying disc right in front of your face. Many of them. And when you get down to it, there could be thousands of them. These are just the artifacts that I'm showing you. I'm sure there are thousands more artifacts than what I have. It's just, this is what I have available to me. So in some of these artifacts, you'll see a circular stone with a carving on it. That carving, first of all, that stone was shaped into that cylinder, and then a scene was reverse carved onto that cylinder. They call that a cylinder seal. So when you take the negative, which is on the cylinder, and roll it on wet clay, the positive image shows up. You take the wet clay, you throw it in the oven, fire it real hot in the kilns, and when you're done with it, it's like a rock. And that should last, that artifact, that piece of clay, lasted for thousands and thousands of years. Plus, the rock cylinder seal lasted for thousands and thousands of years. Now, the idea here is you got a printing press. Just keep rolling that negative on wet clay, and you have a copy machine, a printing press, depending on if there's text, which you'll find in some of these artifacts, a little text also put into the artifact through carving. Now, do you think ancient man can reverse carve a very detailed scene flawlessly? At that time, I just don't think so. This concept came from the gods. The artifacts are recording the gods, and you can bet at least it originated with the gods. Maybe later, man learned the skills to do that, but so many of these artifacts are actually carved by the gods, and you can tell some of them are pretty worn thin. Some of them are still very good details. So go through, you'll see the disc above animals. It's above animal symbols for the gods. It's above the gods. It's by itself. The winged disc shows up in many scenes. You'll find it also, of course, at B&W and Chrysler and so on and so forth. From the ancient days to the days of today, you're seeing the same symbol. And it represents the same thing. I know the secrets of the flying saucers and those who came down. That's what this is. That's evidence. And some religions don't like to accept that. So that's a good slideshow. Part two, you're going to see an extension of that slideshow. And they're a little bit more modern. They're still ancient. And then it rolls into some modern ones. So if you restart the slideshow, you're looking at the older ones. And a lot of giants, a lot of semi-giant kings, and some earthlings. But always the winged sky disc. Very interesting scenes. So I was just trying to show you all throughout their recording of our history is the flying saucer. Very interesting. The next slideshow are the ancient sky disk worldwide. And again, if you hit refresh, the slideshow starts anew. And let's do that. Ancient sky disks. There's some ancient sky disks. There's, for instance, slide number 3. That's a mural on Jericho. that looks some type of flying machine with its landing gear down. And again, disc after disc, scene after scene. It's important for you to go through these things so you can convince yourself these are authentic. Then we get into the disc from Rome, Roman history, the disc from the Indus Valley history, the disc scene, whether it's in Mexico or Nepal. I mean, really, check out these artifacts. Here's some Chinese discs, some Japanese discs, some Buddhist artifacts with discs. It's insane. And then Mesoamerican flying machines and pilots, of course. So there you're looking at it. One heck of a slideshow is the ancient sky disks worldwide. Next slideshow, winged gods, which are pilots of flight. Look, I'm sorry. I had to take a drink there. Let's refresh you on pilots of flight. You start off with carved stones with the reverse carving. And here we go. Again, we're showing you the gods with wings on them. The gods don't flap their wings and fly. That's not what these wings represent, whether it's on a disc or on a god. What it represents is they fly. Now, this king on number one, not king, this god on number one, isn't going to just jump up and fly like Superman. He's going to get his winged disc, which you'll see in the slideshow above, and the disc will fly. So the giant god has wings. That means he has the capability of flight. If we bring that concept to today, you cannot be a pilot today until you get your wings. It's the exact same concept. Our pilots today don't have wings on their back. The wing is a symbol depicting that person has the capability of flight. But he does that through a flying machine or wing disc or whatever it is, but it's alien. Okay, so you can go through ancient gods one after another. Some of them are descendants of the king. Some of them might not be. When you see a figure with these animal horns for a crown, what you're looking at is a direct descendant of the king, King Anu, who runs their planet. It's a one world order on their planet, and their grandfather, their father, their great grandfather is the king. So these are the descendants, the sons of God who came down to earth as described in Genesis 6. So go through these and take a look. You're seeing actual ancient artifacts that are thousands of years old of so-called the gods with wings. They do not fly. They are pilots or they're passengers of flight. Okay, and there's lots of that. The next one, slideshow, is winged beasts. So you've got an animal symbol representing a god. And that animal symbol has wings. That doesn't mean that this animal is flying. It means this symbol of the god. So the god has wings, meaning he's a pilot of flight or he's a passenger of flight, depending. So as you go through the slideshow, you're going to see again these gods with their wings, and you're going to see beasts with wings. These beasts are simply gods with animal heads. Gods, animals being depicted as gods. For instance, and a good way to do this is slideshow number 36. If you get a chance, put your cursor on that, and you'll see a winged sky disk above a god who has a god on each side of him, symboled by an animal. In this case, the god is symboled by a bull. Do you see what I'm saying? And this god has his hands on two bull gods. Well, what you're talking about is Marduk, right under the sky disk, and two of his sons. That's basically what you're seeing there. They're just animal symbols for a god. And as you go through these, you're going to see the winged beast over and over again. An interesting artifact is number 34. It's a black and white of it. But you'll see a double-headed eagle beast. That is the symbol of the double helix strand and the law of succession by the double seed, meaning it's your brother and your brother's sister that had a son, and that son became their heir. It's the double seed. The brother and the sister came from the same DNA, the same lineage, and that keeps it alive. And there's this, they have good technologies. They do not produce defective children. So again, we're looking at winged beasts representing some sort of god. And a lot of times they're in flight in battle. Sometimes they're in battle on the ground. Sometimes they're just being displayed as part of the family. You know, it's all ancient. It's many of them use the reverse carving cylinder seal. And it's just, it's history we have never seen. And it's important in some cases to look at these artifacts and know what you're looking at. And what they're trying to depict here is there are animal symbols for these gods that they use. And some of them are beasts. And in these animal symbols, they put wings on them. All it means is, as I said, they're either pilots or passengers in flight. All right, that pretty much, if you've got the time, I mean, I'm sure there's many per slideshow, but I would look at them. Then it may start to get redundant, but by the time you go through this, you will see some phenomenal artifacts. I'd like to bring your attention under winged beasts / pilots, animal symbols, the one I just got through talking about. If you go to artifact number 50, you're going to see a god in the air in his saucer, flying saucer. There's the wings. Then you're going to see a god below him in his saucer, then you're going to see two different gods on the ground with wings. And they're depicted with animal bodies. So again, we're looking really at four gods. All of them have the horned rim cap, crown. Therefore, they're all related to the King Anu back on their planet. Those who came down, sons of God, came down and stayed with man, had children with men's daughters. The women of man became attractive to them. And you don't see many women in these artifacts. If you do, it's just the few women that are descendants of the king. The non-descendant women are not on Earth. Therefore, there are nowhere near enough women for the worker gods on Earth. 300 looking for the gold, 300 setting up the Garden of Eden, 300 trucking the gold from the Garden of Eden to Mars, and from Mars to Nibiru. That's a lot of different Anunnaki who came to Earth to colonize and grab the minerals and whatever else they want. And they've been here way before us. We were fashioned into their image. They look just like us, only they're much bigger, much stronger, and they live, as far as we're concerned, they're immortal. So artifact number 50 kind of gives you some flavor of all types of gods with wings, gods in flight without wings. It's a great artifact. I suggest you look at it. Okay, well, this is pretty much what's going on the winged sky disk and the winged gods and many, many ancient artifacts we were never, ever shown or taught about. They represent an actual scene in history. Now, what that is, we either have the text or we don't have the text. But that scene in history was rolled out on clay and passed out to all the city-states throughout Mesopotamia. What a printing press. What a way to get the news out about what the god did. Quite impressive. So I appreciate you coming to the website. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me and check out the slideshows. In some cases, I've got some good text, but in this case, it's just about all slideshows, if any text. Pictures, pictures, say 1,000 words. Once again, I thank you very much. It's important to me, and it makes me feel great. My time has been offered to you, and you got a chance to see it. Thank you so much.